The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Second hour, folks, on this Friday, 8th day of November 2019. Yeah, you want to know why the Epstein story has disappeared? Disney owns ABC. Who's Disney run by? Have you been reading all the stories about all the little trashy little things that these employees are doing at the wonderful Disney resorts? Haven't you been reading them? What man running an empire like that would allow such things to go on unless he's part of that problem and it's just a little cool to him? Ben Menashe, who would have absolutely nothing to gain by lying, described how Maxwell stated during the introduction that your Israeli bosses have already approved of Epstein. Maxwell was involved in a major intelligence network in Israel, which included the then Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon, and was well placed to know that of which he spoke. Will the three simultaneous investigations currently taking place even seek to ask the right questions now that the target of the investigation is gone and the new Ben Menashe information has surfaced? Given the high stakes in the game, quite likely there will be a cover-up of both of how Epstein lived and how he died, and most importantly, whom he worked for. Unfortunately, but predictably, the media and the inside the Beltway chattering class have lost interest in the story. And we, the public, will most likely never learn what Epstein was all about. Just another instance of Israeli spying on the United States. Ho-hum. Nothing to see here, folks. Let's just keep moving along. You know, I'm wondering why Alex Jones actually interviewed Charles Bossman that started Russia Insider. And I had to play that. It's entirely commercial free. Because, and he's a gatekeeper. And then the final analysis, I've got a passport to go to Russia, and it's only good for another 6 months. I better get over there. You know, but people contend my boss is in Israel. He said, I've never been to Israel. Well, they're still your bosses, you... Oh, God. And then to say of the Bolshevik revolution in Russia was just a group of satanic people, and that's where communism started. Oh, you lying sack of crap. And I'll tell you what he's going to do. I'll tell you exactly what this fat, flabbergasting piece of human detritus is going to do in the future. When this finally starts surfacing, and this isn't about going out and stringing up Jews. Okay, so anybody that gets the idea that that's what I'm promoting, you better check yourself. But one of these days he's going to come out and say, well, I just did that because, you know, they would have smashed me and I wouldn't have gotten as much notoriety and I couldn't have gotten the truth out to people if I would have exposed my hand. You watch what he does. He lost half of his audience once he started kissing the Israelis' ass. Did you know that? This guy is so compromised. He was even bold enough to go out and marry his Jewish massage person that gave him the happy ending. Right in your face. Right in your face. You want to know who the global order of things are? You want to know who the New World Order is? I just described them to you. Henry Ford had the guts to do it back in 1921 by putting together all of his articles from the Dearborn Independent. He had to buy a damn newspaper in order to print the truth. So he compiled all of his editorials, all of them, and put them in four-volume sets of books and made them available at every Ford dealership across this country in 1921. Why? Because he was just goofy? Because he was out of his mind? He was an addicted drug addict or something? No. He was there. He saw the power plays. He knew who was in charge, and he knew where it was going. 100 years ago. You can still find it online. You can read it for yourself. The Internationalist Jew. Take some time to learn some real history by the men that saw the dangers that faced this country a long time ago. And now we're up to our eyeballs in it, and people are afraid to speak because the ones that are doing the dirty deeds are there to hang you if you step out of line. How much closer to the banana peel in the grave do you want to get? And I'm watching the stock market here, folks. Oh, God almighty. Shades of 1929. And there are those out there that are seriously considering, really, Bloomberg's going to run on the Democrat platform? Nobody wants to touch this guy with a 10-foot pole. Biden's dead in the water. Pocahontas ain't going nowhere. The gesturing idiot that tried to pass himself off as being Irish. God almighty. Had the timidity come out and say, yeah, we're going to take all your M6, AR-15s and your AK-47s. Yeah, we're going to take them all. Really? The only reason this country has not been taken over is because we still have those light weapons. And light they are, folks. Compared to the armament that is now on this planet, they are nothing but pea shooters, but still deadly at close range, I can tell you that. And the goon squads are kind of hesitant to run up on people that know what the hell's going on and they've got the firepower to stop them. What do you think would have happened in Russia if the KGB, with their little visits past midnight, in the middle of the night, running up on people, pulling them out of their houses, never to be seen again? What if the neighbors came out in those hallways of those apartment buildings and made those KGB guys disappear? You have seen it. The layers of this onion are being peeled back for the world to see. And I've got a news flash here for you folks. If they cannot pull this off politically in this country, they will smash the economy. It is ripe for it. It's October 29th, or October of 1929, I should say, all over again. We're right there. And the global order of things, the world's bankers and its corporate interest in support, along with all the heads of state that they have on board and scared off an honest media in this world to the point that they're afraid to speak and write the truth. We are on the precipice of extinction. And I hold no sympathy for those that are too afraid. Or I don't want to do that because it would hurt my radio program. Go to hell. Go directly to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Just go straight to hell, okay? You don't even deserve the title of being an American. Let me read this one more time in case you missed it, in case you're out with the dog or you went to the bathroom. Controlling the world's sources of news, Jews can always prepare the minds of people for their next move. The greatest exposure yet to be made is the way that news is manufactured and the way in which the mind of whole nations is being molded for a purpose. When the powerful Jew is at least traced, his hand revealed, then comes the ready cry of persecution, and it echoes through the world's press. The real causes of the persecution, which is the oppression of the people by the financial practices of the Jew, are never given publicity. Henry Ford, May 1920. Almost 100 years. We've had the scurrilous representatives of the New World Order operating in this country for over 100 years. They're called the Federal Reserve. How do you choke a nation? You choke them with debt. Why are we still dealing with these banker bastards? Why? People in this country have been conditioned. Oh, well, you know, we have booming economies and then it shrinks and then it peaks and then it valleys. Jeez. I don't know what else to say. Anything more than what I've said today would be anticlimactic. It would be just a waste of airtime. And I notice nobody's calling. Isn't that amazing? And they have all sorts of control mechanisms. All sorts. You know, I don't, you know, I just got this mental picture in my head of me standing on a funeral pyre, emaciated, barely clothed, with a microphone in my hand, speaking to the dead. Now, that was a scary thought. Dave in Michigan. Hello, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello, John. Sorry, my phone was dying as I was calling in. And
okay, now you're online. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I just want to say all we got to do is ask our favorite relatives, Uncle Sam and Auntie Semite, and Uncle Ben and Auntie Fa. They'll tell you it's not real. It is real. And it's all by design.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you for your call. Who's up next? John in Michigan. Hello, Michigan. Hello, Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John. I just had a call. I was too busy consuming all the information to want to call. You just have so much to offer, and I appreciate every word. And you're all right on the right track. It is something that's just so invasive in our society, and it's people are so blind to it. And I have friends that are Jewish, and they have a whole different story about things. And I just don't try to convince them of anything other than what I express with information, and they take it in the way they want. But it's such a controlling situation.
What I find most fascinating, when prominent Jews, intellectuals, true intellectual journalists, come out with the information, that somehow they just pretended it doesn't exist.
Well, the fear is something that I think is prevalent in all these societies with conditioning, and that you dare not take a stance because you'll be a target.
Yeah, well,
and yeah, can't handle that too well if you're weak in your spirit, and that's these people have. Lack of
what spirit are you talking about? Are you talking about Christianity that was invaded by the Jews? Are you talking about that kind of Christianity? That they can't, they don't seem smart enough to separate the two issues, and they won't even take a hard, objective look at it.
That's conditioning, and you know, through the education system, my feelings on that one, it's all conditioning. I see it every day in this community, this small community. It's just something that's gotten established and is really rooted. And it started with, we can go back to LBJ with his Chicago project or Chicago plan, where he ruined the black families. And then it was...
They're still being ruled. They're still being ruined in this country. They're still being ruined. And this pisses me off more than anything. That just the time that anti-black, I mean, we truly had racial bias in this country, and just when we thought it was behind us, what happens? When the people recognize, well, wait a minute, whites don't hate blacks anymore. They're not running around calling them niggers. Uh-oh, we got to start something here. And they did, almost on cue.
Detroit is a fine example of it.
Oh, my God. Detroit used to be a beautiful city.
Well, the black community there was thriving, and they put an expressway through their town, a cultural town. But
they put the expressway. Hold on here, John. They put the expressway in there to allow the white flight into the suburbs, because we started this thing after World War II with building these nice communities. People didn't want to live in the city anymore. Yeah. Hang on, John.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over.
We're back. John, you still there in Michigan?
Oh, yes, yes, John. And I would like to just say to your audience that these folks that are running Israel were given that property by the Rothschilds in England, and that they are from Eastern Europe, the Khazarians, I believe, and they're not indigenous to the land, and it's a secular type of population, and they've really just affected the people that live there in a horrendous way that you don't even hear anything about. The Palestinians were slaughtered, and we do have that one representative from Michigan who talks about Palestine, and on some of the time I'm on her side, but I've also heard that the Palestinians have gone to radical Muslims. So you never know what to really expect out of that. But I would say it's time maybe, John, to replay that week of the history of the Jewish society.
You know, back
in 2009.
You may be right. And I can guarantee you I'll get pulled off of TalkStream Live for doing that series. But Mike, what was her name? Helen what? Helen Thomas? Remember this dear lady? That she was awarded all kinds of journalism for excellent journalism, and she was waylaid by a couple of Mossad guys outside of a press conference? And she says, you know, they didn't get the answer that they wanted from her. She didn't kowtow. She didn't bend. And she and like she Jack, what?
Like Jack Bernstein. Jack Bernstein, who lived in Israel for after the Seven-Day War. You did a presentation on him. I apologize for interrupting.
No, it's okay. No, that's fine.
You know, I know you were on a you were trying to express something. I interjected.
That's all right. It doesn't matter.
But your series was excellent. If people want to go to the archives, it was the end of January in 2009, and it went one day into February. But it was Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Monday in February. But John takes you right back to the beginning of the money, the Rothschilds, and where the money trail is controlled, and history of everything that is necessary to really understand where you're coming from, John, because you talk with so much knowledge, and all of this, all these new characters are just part of the beginning that happened way back when with the Rothschilds.
By the way, Mike, I'm looking for that on our website, and I don't see it. Is it still up there?
209 or 2010, the last week in January. It was right after the banker bailout, and you were pretty...
Yeah, no, I know when it was. I'm looking on the website, John, and I'm trying to find it.
Oh, boy.
Put it back up in the main body. It got bumped down on the RBN Update Archives. So, Mike, pull that back up and put it right at the bottom there, and don't let it get bumped off again.
You give so much history that will never be able to be condensed into such a small amount of time with the precise dates and all the
and what was the body of that work? That was done by Jews that had discovered the deception. And they were speaking
right.
out, so I can't
right.
be accused yep, of being. That, I cannot be accused of being anti-Semitic when the Jews themselves are the ones that are blowing the whistle. They saw it for what yep, it was and found it to be disgusting.
Yes, and Benjamin Friedman is another one that you've exposed yeah. as a great information source, and he's the one that was there at the Balfour Declaration, where Israel, the land of Israel, was given to them for going into Germany and creating havoc to bring us into the war. So. Very good stuff that would really reinforce what you're saying right now
yeah.
to people that have no idea, because we've been told by when they took over the world, when the World Council of Churches, that I think was established back in the 20s or 30s,
mm-hmm.
got all the leaders together and created a whole new system of history for the churches to present to their flock. And
yeah.
so.
Well, and isn't it ironic, this evil Vladimir Putin, the ex-KVG guy, that has brought his country back from absolutely next to nothing, is the churches are being rebuilt. People are, the Russian people, how they've been portrayed in American media, of course, if they're portrayed at all, you know, it's so oh, those evil communists, and this just might be a ruse. You know, Vladimir Putin is really Russian KGB, and he's really a communist. What communist goes around rebuilding Russian Orthodox churches?
Well, he kicked the bankers out, John, and
yep.
the bankers run our media, so we're getting their information that they want us to get about Putin. But he kicked them out, so did Syria and Iran, and who are the boogeymans?
That's
all
right.
Those folks,
that's right. John, I got to keep moving. We got a bunch of calls here.
God bless you, John.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Folks, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to struggle anymore with this network. Either it is worth keeping on the air or it is not. It's voting time. Vote with your dollars. Support this network. And there'll be one more voice gone in opposition to the communist takeover of this country and actually the world, if you're really paying attention. And the money bastards are leading the charge.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive unless we are a little crazy.
Chance in West Virginia.
Hello, John. Bravo. You hit the nail. You hit the target directly in the bullseye. You've encapsulated world history in an hour and a half, what people should have known all along. I hope thousands of people are listening to your show tonight, John. This is why when I call up, I don't call to hear myself talk. I mentioned how my relatives escaped communism, hoping to plant some seed into listeners' heads of what could possibly happen.
It's happening. You know, it's happening.
Yeah, it's happening. We're down to the wire now. And this is why, you know, we're supposed to be so anti-Semitic in this country that they're running Bloomberg for president. Imagine that. You know, John, I think they're going to pull a Bloomberg-Clinton ticket now. Now I think their agenda's changed a little bit. I think this might happen now. This is going to be their final attempted takeover.
Not if the Attorney General of the United States does his damn job and starts investigating Clinton. The Clinton Foundation, I mean, we can take this all the way. I mentioned Iran-Contra, Chance. When Billy Boy was governor of Arkansas, who did he let off the hook? It was the guns for drugs in Mena, Arkansas. Old Billy Boy was stuffing that coke up his nose. He was getting that top quality stuff for free. And when the FBI and the ATF and everybody ran up on Barry Seal up in Mena, Arkansas, guess who the governor? The governor called the attorney general of Arkansas and said, let him go. Leave him alone.
Oh, yeah. And can you believe this? Now I'm hearing that the Fast and Furious guy is thinking of throwing his hat in the ring. Can you imagine the audacity of these people? What was his name? Eric Holder.
Yeah.
He's thinking of throwing his hat in the ring. The audacity of these people, the gall.
See, this gut chance, Donald Trump is not a perfect guy. He's a millionaire. I doubt very much he's a billionaire, but he's a millionaire. He used the same services that were afforded to everybody else through the banks in New York. He did the same thing everybody else did. Everybody has to deal with the bankers. You go get a mortgage in this country. Who are you dealing with? You're dealing with the bankers. But this all-out assault on going against Trump, he's been the fly in their ointment. Here's the one that cannot be controlled. And evidently, there's nothing they can get on him to blackmail him because they pulled out all the dirty tricks that they could, and they still haven't brought the guy down.
Well, they'll keep trying. Communists are relentless, John. I know personally from what I've heard from my relatives, they're relentless. They don't give up. They'll never give up. Not until we're dead. And people better understand that because that is the truth. They have no respect for human life. We're in a bad situation, a very, very bad situation. Please, John, don't ever give up. I'm going to send you something, too. I'm going to send you a donation. At this juncture, I will not listen to any talk show host who doesn't bring these points up because we're down to the wire. It's a waste of my time. I don't respect them. I don't respect a talk show host who won't bring these points up. It shows me where their mind is at.
And how many of these people are actually being managed or are direct assets of the CIA? That's another story I didn't get a chance to get around to. I might have to do that one next week. But this goes back to the 40s and the 50s. They were all over Hollywood. I mean, we have... Who do you think these experts, these contributors that keep showing up on these programs, all pushing the neocon line for Israel. Who the hell do you think these people are?
Yep, they took the churches. The churches aren't worth a damn. They work on intimidation and fear. I mean, you can't have fear. A true Christian or a true man doesn't have fear. You have to face what comes and you have to fight it. I don't know how else to put it, but I don't know. I see people intimidated. They won't mention what's really going on, the true history. Like I said, you encapsulated it in an hour and a half. It was incredible. With my history professors in college wouldn't touch. Nobody touched all through my education. And it's the truth.
And who's getting their heads lopped off right now? Anybody that looks like they're going to go crosswise on their agenda. Those who dare speak against it are squarely in their sights.
Well, so it is then, because it's either that, it's either live on your feet, or what is the phrase?
I know where you're going. Don't live on your knees. Stand on your feet. Don't live on your knees.
Yep, Steve Ross says it in his song. I am so upset. But you know what amazes me is people have got to wake up to this now. There's no dilly dallying getting around it. It's so obvious. It should be obvious. Well, John, God bless you now.
Well. I don't know about the blessings of God, but from the listening audience, the blessings of a few dollars to keep this thing going, because, folks, we truly are. Remember me saying this. See, sometimes they say stuff, Chance, and people just think, oh, it's just something he says just to fill up some time. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It is not.
I know it's not.
And we literally are the canary in the coal mine. This network disappears. I guarantee you, folks, you better start doing inventory on your food, your weapons, and your ammunition. Because they haven't been able to touch me just yet. Because I did not sell my soul. I didn't take the little gilded offerings that they were offering me. I refuse to do that.
And I hope none of your listeners sell their souls neither, John. You're a good man. God bless you, John.
Thank you, Chance. I appreciate your call. Gus in Missouri. Hello, Gus.
All right, good. Was there a guy that talked about earlier about the Khazars?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with them too?
Yeah, Gus. Yeah, I'm light
a-
year. I'm light years.
K-H-A-Z-A-R?
Yeah. Yeah, Gus.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously you haven't been listening to my show for very long.
I'm not recently. I'm just recently come back. But
okay.
About that, they have nothing to do with Israel, the Khazars. They converted to Judaism in the 7th century A.D., choosing between Islam and Christianity.
Well, this is what Helen Thomas pointed out. She says, I'm Semitic. And she said that. And these two little Mossad goofballs understood. And what did the media do? Immediately picked it up. It was handed to them. Helen Thomas is anti-Semitic. No, Helen Thomas spoke the truth. Mike, do me a favor. Can you dig up that interview, Helen Thomas? It's probably wiped off the entire internet. We'll get exactly what the woman said. I have heard it, too. I've played it on this show.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Gus, I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Thank you for your... What?
The Turkish Mongol, the Ashkenazis are made up of these Khazars. They have nothing to do with the state of Israel. They're in the on the edge of Russia back in 70 AD,
mm-hmm.
And they converted, and they're of a Turkish Mongol heritage. These Ashkenazi Jews, they've got nothing to do with Israel. No Jewish blood or anything.
Okay, Gus, I'm going to play this clip. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
What? Can you stop, John?
What?
Do you remember the Charlottesville?
Gus, I said thank you. Thank you. Now we're going over ground that I covered 25 years ago. I've got a finite amount of time, and I've got callers online. I've got to go. Thank you for your call. Do you have it?
Any comments on Israel? We're asking everybody today. Any comments?
Tell them
on
to
Israel?
Get the hell out of Palestine.
Ooh. Any better comments?
Helen is one.
Remember, these people are occupied, and it's their land. It's not German. It's not Poland.
So where should they go? What should they do?
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews.
Germany.
You're saying the Jews go back to Poland and Germany.
And America and everywhere else.
That has been edited. She said more than that, but you get the idea. Oh, that was good stuff. Did you hear how that was being prompted there? Oh, they were just loving this. Oh, yeah, give us more, Helen. Give us some more ammunition to fire back at you. She was right. The extended clip on that, Mike, explained. She said, I am a Semite. She said, how can I be anti-against myself? Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hi. Thanks for doing in our day what Francis Marion did in Swamp Fox in 1776. You sure are on target. To kind of offset the identifying of enemies to Christ's rule, I'd like to stick in just one or two ideas on positive side of what has been achieved, especially in this last century, on understanding the Bible's covenant for God's works, and the fact that it's the churches are only secondary groups of people. It's really the parents. And it's really the after-dinner Bible study every single day by adults to make them understand the positive side and the certain success through all the years of what God's purpose is for his works. And I've said all I had to say, and I appreciate so much what you have to say.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Betty. Appreciate
it. Okay, bye-bye.
What's that, Mike? I
have a whole
Okay, if you got it, go ahead and play it.
Any advice for these young people over here for starting out in the press corps?
Go for it. You'll never be unhappy. You'll always keep people informed, and you'll always keep learning. The greatest thing of the profession is never stop learning.
Today they're covering the Jewish Heritage Month.
Meet the president.
And any comments on Israel? We're asking everybody today. Any comments?
Tell them to get the hell out of Palestine.
Ooh. Any better comments?
Helen is one.
Remember, these people are occupied, and it's their land. It's not German. It's not Poland.
So where should they go? What should they do?
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews.
Germany.
The Jews go back to Poland and Germany.
And America and everywhere else. Why push people out of there who have lived there for centuries? See?
Oh, now, are you familiar with the history of that region and what took place?
Very much. I'm of Arab background.
I see. Do you speak Arabic?
Huh? No, Shwai.
Shwai. Oh, Shwai. Takalam Arabi, Neja.
Very little.
Lazim Takalam.
We were too busy Americanizing our parents.
Oh, my goodness. Learn the Arabic, learn a little
All
Hebrew.
All the best to you.
Thank you very much.
Go for journalism.
Thank you.
Never regret it.
Thanks. Well, especially since the CIA pays so well. Mir in Wisconsin. Hello. Go ahead.
Hi. You can hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, that was good. That was Ari Fleischer's group, and they edited it way down when he appeared on CNN with Lemon Squeeze Don. Don Lemon, right? Putting her down. The thing was with Ari Fleischer, and I think she has Lebanese blood too,
mm-hmm.
was he announced the Operation Iraqi Liberation until Third Blossom, Bush's brain, Karl Rove, was given credit for changing it to OIF instead of oil. Operation Iraqi Liberation, they changed it to Operation Iraqi Freedom.
You know, I was reading today, and I've got to do a little bit more research, how I've been searching for the numbers of the dead Arabs in the Middle East. And some sources are putting that at 27 million dead. All for the project of Greater Israel. All for the comfort zone of Israel, so they could set up their Greater Israel project, the expansion. Palestine was just the start.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. They're clearing it.
If you look at that map,
mm-hmm.
with 1948, when, United Nations and England, that caller was correct, and with a little help, backdoor help from the United States, and ironically enough, from Adolf Hitler himself, he did not confiscate the Jewish bankers' money. He told them, get your money and get the hell out of my country.
Mm-hmm.
And he set them up in Israel.
Yep.
And when you tell people that, they go, wait a minute. This is the guy that killed 6 million Jews. There's another damn lie for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason, Murr, they get away with this is because they control the media. If anybody steps out of line, the entire media comes down on that person or that news organization. They own it all. Hell, Henry knew that 100 years ago.
Yep. Hey, Maxwell's birth name, Jan Ludwig Hyman Benjamin Hock.
Wow.
H-O-C-H.
Wow.
Yeah, Czechoslovakian son, Yid. Poor Yiddish boy.
You know, this has got to stop. This has got to stop. And my push, I recognized where the power structure was and who the New World Order was all these years ago. And I've been harping on this for all of my broadcast career. We need to dump these damn Jewish bankers in this country.
Yeah.
We have to. If we have a chance of survival as a society, a culture, a country, We have to rid ourselves of these people.
It has to be done worldwide this time. That little country half the size of Texas, they changed the money out, but they didn't take the people out of power until 6 months later in September. That's when he took them out of banking and all the media and everything else, and that's when they had a squawk and fit and had the Warsaw Uprising and all that. But we have to do it worldwide. The Federal Reserve is owned by the IMF. The IMF and the World Bank run the money. It's not just one country.
No, understood.
Yeah, they use our currency for the world currency, and that's the Triffin dilemma and a problem, but, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Murr, I appreciate your call. I've got to take a break. I've had too much coffee. I'll finish out this Friday edition, which I had, folks, be honest with you, I wasn't going to take this tack today, but I've had enough. I have literally had enough. What I've done in the last 2 hours came from the heart.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you want to see the feminist movement, the communist movement, the anything other than you toe our line, I give you Joy Behar. I don't know if you people saw Donald Trump Jr. on The View. And he made a comment about Joy Behar showing up in blackface. And he was absolutely correct. She did. I didn't go in blackface, please. Joy Behar did in 2016. It was a Halloween party. I went as a beautiful African woman. However, it appears as though Behar's claim that, no, I didn't go black. According to the report earlier this year from entertainment journalist John Levine, Levine now works at the New York Post, and I'm quoting his report, The View co-host Joy Behar attended a Halloween party dressed as a beautiful African woman during the 1970s, which included darkening her face with makeup. She said that in a 2016 episode. She said, that's me. I was 29. It was a Halloween party. I went as a beautiful African woman. That's my hair. I had makeup that was a little bit darker than my skin, but that was my actual hair, though. Then the co-host at the time, Raven Simone, who was African-American, responded, you mean blackface? Joy, are you my auntie, Joy? She continued, she looks black. They even posted a photograph of Behar's costume. And she admitted it. Here's Joy Behar. Lying.
They had an op-ed piece in praise of naturally curly hair. They say that it's making a comeback.
When did you leave? I've always had curly hair.
That is
y'all
a feminist
late.
Statement.
Huh?
What are you...
is that you, Joy?
Oh, you know this picture.
Oh, Joy, is that you?
Yes. Joy, that is you?
Yes. Oh, Joy, are you black?
No, I know.
Joy.
I was so cute.
Joy.
How cute I was.
Are you my auntie, Joy?
No.
But when Donald Trump Jr. got up there, she denied it. Here's the actual clip from the show.
We've all done things that we regret. I mean, if we're talking about bringing a discourse down, Joy, you've worn blackface. Whoopi,
no,
you
I
said
haven't.
That
I'm
wrong
sorry. Is that you, Joy?
Oh, you know this picture.
Oh, Joy, is that you?
Yes.
Joy, that is
oh,
you?
Yes.
Oh, Joy, are you black?
And it jumps right back into the 2016 clip.
But I did not go in blackface, please.
No, she was not in blackface.
Thank you.
That is me.
My word. What year is the circa?
I was 29. It was a Halloween party. I went as a beautiful African woman.
I did not go in blackface, please.
No, she was not in blackface.
Thank you.
She just wore makeup that was darker than her skin. She used dark makeup. Oh, God. Joy Behar isn't a communist. I'm not a radio talk show host, folks. And you keep seeing who they bring up in The View. McCain's daughter? Yeah. She still claims to be a Republican, really? Folks, support this network, please. Help keep us on the air to keep putting out the truth, because one of these days, we won't be able to. At least keep us financially supported to keep us on the air until the time comes that they send out the little willy wet boys to our location.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.